7 after the hour. Hail, hail, the gang is all here. Huge opportunity for us to have a good time together. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Roberta Fasanelli. Check out her deals, the Queen of Cheap Box, at DougStephan.com. Also, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some tips for you posted at DougStephan.com on where to get, this seems to be something to be common sense, but finding summer fruit. Strawberry season in, cherry season in.
Watermelons are great.
Watermelon in. Some of the great, that's just great, great stuff. I have this stuff all around me, and it's so refreshing to have this sort of thing available.
I was thinking about you the other day. You know what I've gotten into recently that I never have really had before?
What?
Kiwi.
Yeah, kiwi's very good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good stuff.
Not domesticated. All right, so what goes better with great fruit than a nice big dish of vanilla ice cream or some kind of fruity ice cream, a sundae, whether you're using fruit
sundae.
Or chocolate, butterscotch, strawberry with or without nuts, whipped cream, yum, 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 yum. So, did you know, from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, that sundaes were invented by a druggist at a soda fountain. How many people would... That's not a real stretch if you understand what the old soda fountains used to be. The soda jerk, they called them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were right there with the pharmacy, right? In the drugstore?
Yes. Yep. Two Rivers, Wisconsin, the home of Edward Bernier.
A genius.
He was a genius. He decided he would take some of the ice cream at his soda fountain and put things on it about this time of year that were locally available. So that's what he did. He put ice cream in a dish, and he put some fruit on it, and poured some syrup that he had that made everything taste better, so he thought. And he started offering these things to some of his customers on Sundays only. It was only available at his drugstore, at the soda fountain, on Sundays. Especially, you get ice cream any day of the week, but on Sundays, you could get special treatment with syrups, fruit, that sort of thing.
When did they start spelling it differently then?
That I do not know.
You realize I'm gonna wiki you here, right?
Yes, of course. You can wiki me all you want. You're fine.
This is a nice story and everything.
Yeah.
But I totally see you getting this email going, oh, neat.
No, you go ahead, Wise Apple, and you check it out.
I'm there right now.
Hold on. I know. And what'd you find out?
Hold on, I'm reading.
The poll today at Doug
Stephan. You keep going with your little story.
No, I'm done. I've just told the story of how the Sundae began. So you want to change the reality, or you want to try to make it look like I'm a schnookola, you will find that I'm not a schnookola, and I did not make this up. Thank you very much. I do find it refreshing.
Fresh in the word Sundae. Okay.
Okay. All right. There he is. Trying to make the boss look bad.
Yeah, that's right.
It's right. Oh!
No, hold on. No.
Can you imagine? Amazing. And it's right. All right, so what's the, while Richie's trying to make me look bad, in general, headlines as we begin the week, we all know about the train crash, we know about the airplane crashes, we know about what's going on in the Arab world.
Did you say no, you didn't say. Where did you say this?
I said place? Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
Okay, in 1881, George Hallower, Ed Berners, there it is.
Yeah, I did not say 1881. Jennifer asked me, and I did not answer the question because you grabbed it. You grabbed the microphone away from me before I had an opportunity to answer the question, right?
Nope.
There it is.
Looks like you're backed up on this one.
Oh, really?
Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine? Woo-hee. Ooh. So let's see here. What else is happening that we ought to know about? Actually, I'm interested in the Facebook and Twitter stories, some of them unleashed today that are of interest and importance, Kenny. Anything that's there. I say anything because I don't really know. I'm not following it. I honestly and truly give this over to Ken to keep his eye on because I'm trying to keep my eye on whatever else it is that we have to be talking about here. So if I'm...
I
I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I hope you said.
Especially after you yelled at Reg.
A lot
of the conversation on our Facebook page actually is about Rich because he's back with us this morning.
Yeah.
Ken says he's cheering for Rich.
Yeah.
Norma Sue says, good morning, Rich. Lots of people like that he's back with us this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I like being back.
You're welcome very much. It's nice.
Somebody's got to keep an eye on Doug and his wild Sunday stories.
Yeah, right. We've got a Sunday kind of bug. Our poll today at DougStephan.com has to do with Elliot Spitzer, the announcement, the story is at DougStephan.com, actually, about Spitzer deciding that he wants to run for the state comptroller's office in New York. This on the heels of Anthony Weiner showing up on the top of the polls last week, running for the mayoral spot that's open because Bloomberg can't run anymore, and people are just shaking their heads.
I've got to have a lot of respect for you right now, being able to get through this story without giggling.
I know. I had to turn my mic off.
Yeah.
I'm eating breakfast.
So our poll is, what do you think about these disgraced politicians attempting to return to office? A, they're scum, and they should disappear from politics forever. B, they've shown they have no respect for the office or for their constituents. C, kind of sad, but I guess they deserve a second chance. D, they apologized and paid the price for what they did wrong, so why shouldn't they try again? E, if New Yorkers reelect them, they deserve what they get, Roberta.
Actually, I have to agree with them on that one.
So, would you vote for Weiner?
Honestly. Absolutely not.
No. Would you vote for Spitzer?
Never. Cold day, and you know where.
Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, just checking. The poll that we ran over the weekend, who has the news media spent too much time on over the past week? Let's see. 45% said Paula Deen. 28% said George Zimmerman. 16% of you said Kim Kardashian. She hasn't even been in public, has she, Jennifer? Has Kim Kardashian been out in public?
I think I just read something that she took her baby, she and Kanye took the baby out to some 4th of July party, but she really hasn't been. No, she's been home.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see who else. Now, everybody else here, 4% said Snowden had been mentioned too much. People really want to know about Snowden. People really want to know what's going on with that. Going to end? Yeah, where would I end up, in essence? So there's that. Plus the Wizard of Oz update. You can see that as I look at the IMAX 3D trailer for Wizard of Oz front and center on DougStephan.com. 14 past the hour. Bright smile time. Or would you rather we talk about Richie's hair and Provia? Which would you rather have?
Provia's not going to help me, so you might as well go on with a smile. Whiter teeth I can have. Hair, not going to happen.
Your teeth,
teeth fine.
I don't look at guys' teeth that much, so I can't remember how bad or good yours is.
But anybody can always use a little bit brighter smile.
Yeah. We stopped at that, where did we have lunch when Meredith and I were coming back from Florida. We met you for lunch at some restaurant.
We went to the Sweetwater Tavern.
Yeah.
For dinner.
And now I'm trying to remember whether I paid any attention to your teeth at the time.
You did not, which meant they were white.
All right. Well, that must have been it. All right. So Richie doesn't need power swabs.
Somewhat.
But my guessing is that you do. And one of the good things about power swabs is they're continually trying to update their product line. And they've introduced a new thing called a power swab stick, which you can use, take it with you wherever you're traveling. And it's sort of like lip balm, only you put it on your teeth and it whitens them instantly. If you're going to a big meeting or you're trying to impress somebody and your teeth are a little off, this is a way to support. This is not in place of, but a way to support the power swabs tubes that you take, the little Q-tips, put it on your teeth. 5 minutes later, they are a whiter shade. And they'll get better as you spend more time on putting these little, there's two different, there's a blue tube and a white tube, put them on. Man, is this an amazing thing. Swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that is it. Unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs works on removing the stains on not only your natural teeth, but caps, crowns, veneers, that sort of thing. If you'd like to try Power Swabs risk-free, dial this number right now, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I guarantee that people who are associated with you will be impressed, and they will notice that the stains are going away and your teeth look better. 800-865-7602. Call now, say 50% off the retail price. That's why you go to them instead of getting it retail. Free shipping as well when you mention Doug Stephan for Power Swabs at 800-865-7602.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Jackpot!
Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or...
Swap it!
Or the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Jackpot!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
All right, how many people are following the story of Aaron Hernandez?
Me.
The Patriots are letting their fans exchange jerseys, and at the team store over the weekend, there were pretty amazing. The lineup started at 7 in the morning on each day. There were hundreds of people in line before the store actually opened at 9. Fans bringing their Hernandez jerseys, jackets, whatever they have, and Patriots are saying, okay, we're happy to exchange.
Don't want your kid walking around with the alleged murderer's jersey.
Right.
Yeah, and according to everybody in the pro shop, it was very smooth. It was very hot this
weekend.
And
then on the other side, they're selling the jerseys like hotcakes on
collectors.
eBay.
Yeah, right.
Collector. Are they? Is that what they
last week on eBay, they were doing big money.
How much big money? What's big money?
I don't know. $300-$400 bucks? $200-$300 bucks?
Ah! You're kidding.
Yep.
But that scumbag's just... Oh, my God. Yeah, isn't that amazing what people think?
How much for OJ's Heisman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a Heisman trophy. It's not a jersey, for God's sakes. It's amazing.
I know, but it's still got value, right?
Pretty amazing. All right, that story, along with a collection of hundreds of other good stories, are there for you. Kind of an exclusive setting at DougStephan.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling and liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Isn't she the one that just died?
No.
Who's the woman that just, like, committed suicide?
Mindy McCready.
Mindy McCready.
Mindy McCready, okay. Well,
a lot different. Yeah, a lot different than Martina McBride.
Well, not to the unschooled. You are schooled. I am not. Therefore, I don't know all of these people on a first-name basis. Ask me about Jewel, and I can figure it out. But other than that, I'm not there.
Jennifer, this weekend, we were riding around, and I had my Pandora on, and I just, the Zac Brown channel came up.
So good.
Yeah, so, what's his face? The Brad Paisley?
Ticks. Yes.
Came on, the song Ticks.
Yep.
And my wife had never heard that before. She's like, she's tapping her foot, you know, the beginning, and then she hears the, the guy, I'd like to check you for ticks.
Check you for ticks, yeah.
She's like, what a stupid song this is.
Not stupid at all. Very romantic.
All right, so let's talk about girls and when girls will be girls. 25 after the hour, Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and Doug with the ads in Chicago. And Jennifer wanted to talk about all the people who were killed in Chicago this weekend.
Oh, Jennifer didn't want to. I just think it's sad that... No, I just think it's sad that more people died in a plane crash.
Here's... well, that's an interesting analogy.
Thank
but
you.
But Chicago every weekend is like that, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
There was an ad that was running in Chicago focused on teenage pregnancy, but it wasn't in the normal way. This ad showed teenage boys with pregnant bellies in an obvious attempt to get the teenage boys to be smarter. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. But it's a two-way street, and this educational process is lost, obviously, unless you get, the right medium. So I'm wondering out loud here what the right medium is to get young men to keep themselves from impregnating young women.
Video games. If you somehow can inject that message into one of these war video games, you might be able to get to them.
This is really sad, but I almost think it's too late. Like, you can run these campaigns and you can put these billboards up, and I don't think they do any good. It's going to come down to how you parent your child, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if they can get maybe somebody who's cool, one of the up-and-coming singers who's cool, a Justin Bieber type, who says, hey, you know, sex isn't great, then maybe maybe, but those people aren't doing it because they're making money off of sexualizing things.
Right.
So you're never going to have someone like that do anything. So it really comes down to upbringing.
And the artists who do that
are nerds.
Are looked at as nerds or geeks.
That's why you'd look at this billboard and laugh and be like, yeah. You know, I mean, kids just have this attitude now.
So then there's no hope?
I think it comes down to parenting. The only hope is parenting.
That and fear. What did it for me was I didn't want to disappoint my parents, obviously.
Yeah.
And it came down to parenting.
Being scared to death.
Scared to...
Oh, my God. Of having a kid at 17 or 18?
Uh-huh. Oof. Yeah. Well,
most people don't think that much. They think they're paranoid.
Blank. And that's why it ends up to be the problem that it is, because they do think when they're blank. And
it's such a cycle, too.
It is.
It's such a cycle.
Yep.
18-year-olds are going to have 18-year-olds.
On the other side of the street, for those who want to make beautiful babies where it is appropriate for you to be pregnant and to have a baby, I'm going to help you work on that. Now, I'm not sure there's anything life-shaking here, but
you're
maybe
help us make babies.
Really? The birds and bees coming up on the Good Day Show.
Make healthy, beautiful babies. That's coming in the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Of course it'll be good, because this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Of course it's good.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders and preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Help you consider or understand how to make beautiful babies. That's coming up in a matter of moments here. You must have been a beautiful baby.
A baby, look at you now.
And Jennifer's beautiful baby. Ken, you know what we should do is post pictures of all of us when we were children.
I don't think you can handle Stephen. How cute I was.
I'm sure I can handle how cute you were.
I don't know
if you can handle how cute I was.
I don't know, Dougie. I don't know.
I'm pretty cute. All right, so
we
let's
should just put up our baby pictures I always and not say, that. Say who's
Kenny,
who.
Kenny, will you just email everybody and ask them to, I don't know how, I've got baby pictures I'll send you. I don't know how I'll do it, because, although there's a scanner around that I was going to set up on my computer. Let's see if we can do that. But I just think it would be kind of neat to have pictures of all of us as babies at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we'll talk about the way for you to protect the health of the unborn. My daughter actually is talking about this. And I know...
Why?
Because she's like... she's not, but she's... I think she's giving it, for the first time since her mother died, some serious thought. So, be interesting to see where all of that goes. Can't see myself as a grandfather, although a lot of people think it would be kind of a fun thing. It would be a fun thing. I'm not much on books, but I will tell you a book that I recommend, and mostly because it's a response. Roberta's not necessarily going to like this a lot, but the reason I like this book is because of some of the information that has come out. Continuing the focus on the government and or whether we really have a government, do we really own anything? The regulatory costs of running our country, we all know that there have been, between the Bush and Obama years, regulatory explosions. And even though Obama said he was a deregulator, he ordered regulatory reviews and cutting out outmoded regulations. So the report is in on that from the first administration, first 4 years. Listen to these numbers. In the first 4 years under Mr. Obama, the federal government wiped out regulations imposing a total annual burden of $2.5 billion. Sounds good, right? Thumbs up?
Right.
Okay. In the first 4 years of the Obama administration, how much do you think that they added in regulation costs? Take a guess.
A lot.
Well, but like...
Specific, you
come
mean?
Up with a number.
Mm-hmm. How about $20 billion?
How about you keep going?
How about $80 billion?
How about you keep going?
How about $250 billion?
Close. That's about 10 times. They eliminated $2.5 billion in what they said were unnecessary regulations in 4 years and added 100 times.
Perfect.
That into regulations.
Great
so
job, Stella.
As of the findings, this is a report from the American Action Forum. The fellow who runs it is a Congressional Budget Office director. The report finds that regulators had a banner year, especially moving into the first year of the new administration, because they added $172 billion in new regulations just last year. So they cut out $2.5 billion. In the first 4 years, they had $236 billion in new regulations. Last year, after the election, $172 billion in new regulations, mostly around Obamacare and the Dodd-Frank financial regulation bill and paperwork that goes with it. See, that's really how they figure it up. The requirements that chew up 44 million hours a year to make reports to the federal government. Can you believe that? 44 million hours a year. 32 million of them are required by the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. Unblanking believable. So, may I recommend a book to you that you may find? As a matter of fact, I think, Roberta, even you'd like this. I don't mean this. I'm not trying to be a wise guy with you. I like Andrew Napolitano.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about his everyman approach to looking at the law that really makes sense. There's a book floating around now called The Freedom Answer Book, which basically explains how the government, whether it be the feds, the state, county, local, whatever, are taking away your freedoms, basically in the form of, for example, taxation on property. If you don't pay, they continue to spend. Look at the. I looked at my tax bill, which in the last 6 years has doubled. On the farm, it used to be $6,500, like in there. And this particular, I have two farms, and they're both about the same. This year, it's $12,000.
Yep.
And I get nothing except the rubbish picked up once a week. That's it. That's the
have,
only benefit.
You don't have sewers or water or anything?
Nope. I have my own sewer and I have my own water.
Really?
Yep. And if I had sewer and water, I'd pay extra for it because there's a tax that just is the water bill and the sewer bill on top of the real estate bill.
Wow.
Yeah. So in this book, Napolitano addresses what you ought to know about the, I mean, how else to describe it? Self-serving rhetoric. Politicians who say, we're going to do this, we've done that. And then you look at the reality of what's being done, what's being taken away from you. It's so inherently evil. The way that people are paying through taxation for all this expansion in government. All this expansion in government is just beyond me, and I don't think people are really talking about it. I don't think people even know, because if they get a check in their hand, that's all they care about. Check, please.
Check.
Yep. Check, please. That's it. So, I ask you to consider that. Again, Judge Napolitano's book. In a moment, how we make beautiful babies, and a couple of things that relate to what we have been talking about on the air here. I always like to go ahead. Don't really worry much about the past. Interested in the present, but let me. It sometimes is worthwhile to go back a bit and think about some of the things that we've said and the impact of what it is that we're saying. So that's up next here on Good Day.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Feel the heel. That's what I say when Roberta's around.
Fat.
Okay, so let me address something. One of the great things about being in touch on a program like this is you can touch people in so many different ways. We always are getting phone calls from people. Many of them we put on the air, many of them we take off the air, and just sometimes we take the sound and use it later, or sometimes just take the question and address it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Roberta or Ken or Richie at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com. Twitter and Facebook, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And so when we're talking about something, it's always good, and I say this because I'm otherwise flying blind here. I have my colleagues who respond to me and what we are discussing. We hope to make it relevant, fun, interesting, important, that sort of thing. But when someone actually, I'm not trying to overcook this, but I always find it gratifying when people respond. For example, I believe it was, Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong, it was either Wednesday or Friday, mm-hmm. We were talking about how crude it is to use the internet or social media to break up.
Oh, yeah.
Send an email. Yeah, send a text.
Right.
And Kyle Bailey, who runs our affiliate it's 1240 KQE in Oregon, said he had a friend whose two-year relationship was ended when the other person sent a text while on a trip. That's not...
So tacky.
By the way, these people were 40 years old. It's
yeah,
not like
these
they
are
were
not
kids.
High school kids.
No.
Not babies. Yeah.
No. So how is it? Is it because they're cowards? Is it because they don't want to face the other person? Or is
yes.
it just they just...
It's because they're cowards and because they don't want to face the other person. Or in the case of our friend there, if the lady was on vacation and sent a text message, that would tell me that she wanted a clear conscience to do a horizontal mambo with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That she met on vacation.
Yeah. That's a thought. I hadn't thought about it that way. Yeah. How do you meet these people and, you know, how does it work? And then after the fact, after you do that, you think, ew, that wasn't so good. I didn't like that so much. I'd rather go back to the person with whom I was before.
Yeah.
I wonder how often does that happen, do you think? That somebody thinks the grass is greener on the other side?
I think that happens a lot. And I think that if it does happen, a lot of people probably wouldn't confess to the reason they left in the first place.
Right, to try something else.
Right.
Yeah. And then they come back again. Right, does that happen?
I think so.
Hmm. Has it ever happened to you, Jennifer?
I've just did a little bit of recycling, but I typically believe only in recycling cans because I think the longer you've been apart from someone, the better they seem to you after you've had some distance.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you forget what it was that originally went wrong. And unless you really address those problems, you're going to have the same issues again. So
if somebody does address those problems, though,
then maybe if you are willing to change and they are willing to change, then yeah, you could probably recycle. But most of the time, I don't know. I think recycling is sticky unless, I don't know, because it always goes back to those things that annoyed you the first time. People don't typically change in their adult lives unless you really make a concerted effort to do it.
Well, I think you got to be really shocked into doing it and want to do it because what you were doing, you know, isn't working and there's something there that makes you say, you know what, this is foolish. Why can't we fix this?
Right.
All right, let's take a look around, not only the room, but look around the world that you're in and think about the couples who are, the women are pregnant, and this time of year, they seem to not be feeling well because the heat, the nausea, sometimes this causes complications. One of the things that has been a problem in our country with new babies who haven't got good eyesight. I mean, look at the number of children around now who wear glasses. And this struck me. We had a weekend at the farm, a lot of kids playing. We had one of those bouncy house things that we put out in the yard for kids to have some fun with. And these kids that have their glasses on, it is an epidemic. And I believe that it comes from having bad food, not having knowledge about how you have to feed the baby. So these babies are being born with all kinds of...
Or are we testing people younger?
Are we? I'm sorry?
Are we testing people? Maybe the problem was always there, but we never tested people for poor eyesight.
I don't know the answer to that.
Because people start their kids at the dentist and the eye doctor a lot earlier than they used to.
Okay, I hadn't thought about that. I was just coming at this from purely the food sense.
Mm-hmm. And I'm with you. I think feeding yourself well.
You know, there's all this big thing. Don't smoke. Don't do drugs. But what are you feeding yourself? Are you going to Nathan's Hot Dogs for lunch every day? Are you putting...
Oh, my gosh. Can I stop you guys for one second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you watch the hot dog eating contest?
It was gross.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to throw up.
Yeah, that was
the same
gross.
Guy keeps winning.
Joey Chestnut. Joey Jaws. He's got it. Ugh. But he was just shoveling them in, and you'd scoop up some water. Sorry. Back to you in the studio.
Well, I wanted to underscore how easy it is to get good food and how important it is. If you don't care about yourself, don't be so damn selfish. Think about this child that you have in the womb and make sure that it has all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the things. Eating well, there's no excuse for not eating well this time of year because there's so much great fresh food, local fresh food around
everywhere.
That
thing is, some of the stuff you get at the grocery store doesn't even, even if you attempt to get fresh food, some of it doesn't even have the nutrients that you need. So that's why it's so good to go to local farmers like you.
Yeah. And many people come for the raw milk to my farm because they want to feed themselves the raw milk. It's amazing what it does to the color, to the skin texture. People who are drinking raw milk all the time have this, I don't know how else to describe it, than flush. There's this rosy cheek, sort of healthy glow on the men and women. But women, I see women all the time in the store who are pregnant, who are drinking the raw milk. And they just, you can see how, and so if enough people are doing this, then we get away from children who are born with all kinds of complications, more so now than ever before. And you'd think we'd know better because the technology would lead us to believe that we have the access to the information. We know intrinsically what to do. We just don't pay attention. So maybe a little shake, rattle, and roll in terms of a reminder is a good idea. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's seven entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our amazing seven mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%. APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The amazing seven mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Okay, new kid.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This morning, so we're going to pursue another discussion. I'm always interested, especially in Roberta and Jennifer's point of view when it comes to things like this. There was a poll released last week about which the previously or aforementioned ladies on The View were talking about, a poll that says Miley Cyrus is the worst role model for daughters. I especially want to get Roberta's opinion on this after we listen to the actual discussion that took place on the program.
A poll found that parents think the worst celebrity role model for their young girls is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And her new video for her single, We Can't Stop, probably is not going to help matters.
I do a lot of political commentary. This is one subject that on the left and on the right, moms agree on, and that is that there is an over-sexualization of childhood, but especially girlhood. And I'll tell you why she's the number one, because a lot of parents had hope that, you know, she was that sweet girl on Hannah Montana. And this scares them. Unlike, you know, there was a lot of hope for Lindsay and some of those other ones. But she's number one because that is what we're afraid of. That's the trend in American culture right now, is this over-sexualization. And that's why I didn't let my kids watch Hannah Montana.
Let's be clear. This is not a little girl. This is, what is she, 18, 19?
Yeah. Now she should be
This is whether you think it's soft porn or not is different from whether you think children are being sexualized. This is not a kid. This is her choice that she's made. And parents that decide that Hannah Montana is who this girl should be have to get over the fact that this is not who she wants to be anymore.
All right.
How do you spell Cyrus again?
C-Y-R-U-S.
I know.
Okay, can I play first, and then Roberta's going to get to really play because she's got kids.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't think that Miley is the worst role model ever, but, I mean, I think Lindsay you can give that award to Lindsay Lohan.
Amanda Bynes.
But I will tell you this. That new song that she's released is about doing cocaine and doing drugs and having a lot of
We
Can't Stop, yeah. And I think that she's so upset about being a role model, being cast into that goody-goody role, that she's doing everything she can now to be pushed out of it. And I do believe that she herself has a drug problem.
She's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. That's Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Cyrus.
But they don't talk. She has sided with the mother in their divorce, and so she's not speaking to Billy Ray.
But they used to do a TV show called Together. What the heck was that?
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, that's right. I know Victoria was a big fan of Hannah Montana at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And it was a great little show. But, I mean, I have to agree. I think that the children are wearing extraordinarily inappropriate clothing for their age. And parents are just, you know, saying this is okay.
Have we been saying this for decades? I remember when I was in school.
Oh, dude, the fingers. Oh, no, never mind.
What? You've been watching this
thing where she fake cuts off her fingers and it's...
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. It's just provocatoring for provocatoring sake. It becomes
nonsense.
She's
making a statement that she doesn't want to be Hannah Montana anymore.
Why does anybody care?
Who cares?
Right.
Exactly. Who remembers?
Well, yeah, I mean, so what?
Well, but is she scared of being Hillary Duff, who did stay sweet and nice?
But what's wrong with that? She's got a family. She married somebody. She's got
happy.
A kid. She's happy.
But she's not a big, huge star like she was.
Here's the theory. The people, and this is, we haven't got too much time to engage in this philosophy or maybe this overview, but I maintain that the people who have disconnects from their children or the children themselves, somehow or other, there is stuff that goes on with the parents that affects them because the parents do something to them in the name of the spouse that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making that clear without being too graphic?
Mm-hmm.
There are things that are unmentionable and unspeakable that go on, and more often between fathers and their daughters.
Well, look at Alec Baldwin.
Well, I'm not even talking
about a pig just to get back at the mother.
Well,
because the mother's going
crazy.
But
I think there are other things that are even more outrageous, sexual things, things that happen for power and control reasons, things that are, as I said, the worst of humanity. You think, you know, you look around at all these people and all of this wonderment and all this good that comes from so many people, and yet there's this really weird, strange subculture of deviance. And that is part of the human condition. Otherwise, why would we have child porn? Why would you have fathers and daughters engaging in horrible, unspeakable things? Why would you have any of this kind of stuff going on? What is wrong with this picture? And why does it exist in a world that there really does seem to be some sense to? There's no sense to that. So how is it that it exists? It's very frustrating to have it there and not seemingly be able to do much about it, except talk about it, which is what we're good at here. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.